That is straight up false. I will literally cry at anything.
Everybody who watches this show loves Lie to Me. We are playing yet another version. Daddy Daughter Edition, bitch.
Okay, coming for my throat.
Nothing but net.
How many things does your dad know about you? And how many things does she know about him?
Listen, we may not win, but we'll have integrity.
You got that narcissism from me.
Boo.
You dated Voldemort? Sports bra dance parties?
You are the worst fucking liar.
I need rebellion now.
It's a basketball sex reference.
I am so funny.
Let's not talk about hot dads.
Wrecked people wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people
wrecked people.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Wama.
Hello.
Wama, wama, wama. Let me be your wama.
Okay, guys.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To Get Wrecked.
Hello. Welcome to Get Wreckedcella.
Get Wreckedcella. To all of our new returning players, this is the game show podcast where we make our lives worse so yours can get better. This is not the usual sound of my voice. Raspy Coco is back, loud and proud. Actually, not loud and proud. Just barely breathing.
But my name is Eric, and I do have a clean, delicious voice because I've had a week to recover. My voice was raspy and dirty and nasty, but it's back and better than ever to tell you that every week we play a different game with 4 to 6 different contestants to answer some of society's most ratchet questions. For these first couple minutes, we're gonna take a second to answer your listener confessions. Catch up on our week or the past couple weeks for us, and then drop our big burning question, set up the game, and bring in our guests. I know you missed us last week on our week off, but we were too busy having fucking fun. Or I was too busy having fun, and then Courtney was having fun this week.
This week, yeah. And hold on for 2 fucking seconds. Please pause. Go follow and like.
She sounds so adorable. Please. Listen to her.
Go do it, please. Go Google. I do it.
Oh. Less adorable. Less adorable. Not quite as adorable.
Oh my God. I looked it up. I've never been to a festival in my life. There are things in this world that
First festival, first everything.
Black people love to say that so many things are white people shit. Mm-hmm. When, like, there are definitely black people who've been doing it forever. But, like, right. Things that I put in white people shit category. Skiing, hiking, and music festivals.
Practically black all these people things definitely black know. But, like, some of them I feel like white people might have created.
I know, but, like, still, we're just going to call them white people shit. So my ass had never been. And so I looked it up later, and apparently there's, like, people call it the music festival flu or the festival flu.
Ew.
Because you just, like, you're covered in other people's germs. And I was like, I got that.
That's true. I did make out with a stranger at Coachella. That was very fun.
That's hot.
And I attacked all of their enzymes and their germs are now inside of me.
And you don't know who they were making out with before.
They were probably making out with everyone before. I could have made out with many more people than that, I would have. I only got one opportunity. But he doesn't know that.
Right.
I don't know his history either. No, but in case you guys haven't figured out, we're talking about fucking Coachella. I went weekend one. Courtney went weekend two. Because
even though I said 2 episodes ago I wasn't going to go.
I know. Even though she promised all of her closest friends that she was not going to go to Coachella. And then tricked us into going the week before her. And then was like, oops, my bad. I'm going to Coachella without you. Absolute. Ratchet.
Our special guest, or one of our special previous guests, he's been on the show I think 4 times now and is coming on again in a few episodes, Jeffrey James Fox. When I called him and told him that I was going to Coachella, I thought he'd be like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. He was like, what? Like, dead silent. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, literally. That was my first reaction. I held mine in. I literally told you, I was I remember telling you like the week before, I was like, this is literally the worst thing you've ever done to me, not trying to get a ticket to go with me to Coachella. When you told me literally 7 days later that you were about to go to your first music festival, I remember we were having conversations with you. There are different people having conversations with you when we were at Coachella, like, Courtney, I really think you would enjoy this. Or like, I think you would enjoy parts of this, but not other parts of it. Like, we really think you should maybe just consider it for next year because we miss you so much. Consider we wish you were here. And then 7 days later, she's like fucking popping her pussy to Doja Cat.
I saw this Zodiac thing. Oh, I also saw yours and I got to send it to you, but it said for Pisces, like descriptors, Pisces are everywhere and nowhere all at once. And I was like, that's me.
Dirty.
You can't, and that's me and that's dirty. Rihanna. You can't lock me down. You can't tell me where I need to be, how I'm going to be there, who I'm going to be with. It gives me anxiety. I need to do things last minute and last minute only. I needed to be on my time. Like, it's too
I
much.
Hate this. I do despise.
You are literally the total, so like, Virgo energy is the total opposite. It could be.
It feels like the total opposite. I couldn't live like that. I can't live like that. And I can't have you living like this. So you have to change the way the fuck that you live.
Eric, we're one day going to go to the Vanity Fair Oscars party together, and you're going to have like the whole day scheduled when the hair.
Of course I am.
Like, which party?
What are you saying you wouldn't?
Before, which going after? And I'm like, calling
for Vanity
you
Fair, you wouldn't
Eric.
Schedule the whole day?
I don't know. Like, am I going? I don't know.
I'm booking. My glam team will be booked 6 months in advance before I even get the invitation. They'll be on retainer. I will have already paid them money before I even have an invitation.
No, here's the thing. I probably actually would have a glam team planned, but I'd have like three different ones, and I'll wait to cancel on two of them last minute. That's the shade that
I hope they all hear this. I hope they hear this shit, and I hope they fucking reject you. I hope not a glam team in town. It wants to work on
you're gonna be running up to my glam team.
Indecisive ass face.
You're gonna be like, where is Courtney? I haven't seen her at this party in an hour, and I'm texting you from like car that dropped me off. I needed to take a sit by myself
in the car. Not any fucking more, Courtney. Now that you fucking told yourself, now I'm going to plan you out of my day. You have officially been scheduled out of my Vanity Fair day. I have no more vacancy, no more room for you. No more room for you in there.
Oh my god. That is that, folks.
That is that.
I actually do have a really great confession that I would confection. Love for us to jump to.
A confection. Delicious confection.
These are my confessions. So it's actually not from a guest who wrote in, but hopefully a new guest on the show who I spoke to at Coachella. And I just felt like it needed to be shared because I think our audience would love it.
Okay.
So I met somebody and they were telling me that they got an artist pass ticket, and they were telling me that the way that they got this artist pass ticket is that they had been fucking this guy. Oh, I thought you were frozen. Sorry.
No,
they had been,
I'm just in shock.
Just to check. The way they got this artist pass ticket is that they had been fucking this guy for about 6 months. Okay. And this guy works the event. I said, how do you know him? The long game. I said, how do you know him? And this girl was definitely on like 3 grams of shrooms. You know what I mean? Like the honesty was pouring out. Mm-hmm. Started tearing up. She's been fucking her friend's boyfriend. So they, all three of them were there together. That shit took me out.
How do you explain that? How do you explain how you're there? How do you explain how you got the ticket?
She left.
Like, she's just like,
she simply lied.
I bought it. You can't even buy an artist pass.
I bought it.
You must be invited. Who gave you the pass? Lori? Jennifer?
And I swear it was one of those things where like I was the therapist. You know what I mean? She like came out about it like to me.
You're the
like
first
had
person
to confess.
She's ever told. You're the first person that knows about that.
And then I said it live on air on this podcast. Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's the opposite of a listener. We'll actually never, that person will never be connected to our show. She would never want to risk it.
I hope she listens to this. But also, that's like, I mean, that is a long game. She was like, I'm a festival hoe. Literally a festival hoe.
The definition in the dictionary.
Yeah, that's a Coachella if I've ever heard it. Coachella for sure.
Coachella, bitch. Festival hoe. She got that ticket the way she needed to.
I mean, successful
weekend. She got that ticket. She got that
ticket. Seems like a win. It seems like a win.
She got that ticket. She still got to go with her friend. She right. still has her man. And her friend has her right. man. Everybody's happy.
Gets dick. Everybody's having a good time. I feel like
say less.
Say less. Say less.
Say less.
Mine is less exciting. Mine's a little bit less exciting than Max. So the confession is actually not a confession from an audience member. It's a confession from me. And the confession from me.
We love that.
The confession for me is that an unspecified amount of confessions on this show have been just my confessions. I've said that there are other people's confessions. But an unspecified amount of them has just been me divulging my secrets to see how you would react if I was to ever tell you.
Yeah.
And some of them have not been great reactions. And some of them I'm like, oh, okay. Well, thank goodness I didn't tell her the truth.
Look, the crazy thing is, you know, when I've done my confessions, it's been mine. I've just said that it was me. Mm-hmm. But I would say an unspecified amount of my confessions have just been my friends who confessed something to me over text message. I read their text message verbatim. And I'm just like, okay, like no one's called me out on it. None of them have said anything.
Maybe you shouldn't listen to the show, bitch. If you listen to the show, maybe
you
should.
You know that I put your life story out there. It is what it is.
You didn't give us a download. Like, I didn't give you any self-respect. I didn't give you any respect.
The moment I receive, like, the moment I get a text that says, like, Coco, I need to talk to you. I'm like, or if somebody's like, I need to call you, I'm like, text me. Text me, I'm busy right now, but text me. And then I copy and paste and put that shit in my notes.
Put that shit in writing.
Put it in my notes, baby. It's going on the show.
Can you send me a text?
Names are changed.
Under a certain number of characters.
Story can't be too long. We got to summarize because I've got to use it.
So no one is safe on our show, including ourselves.
No.
Good to know. Good to know.
Oh my God.
Okay, before Courtney fucking dies.
I know, we gotta.
Let's get on. Look, with this
and we just want to give everybody an update. We did film this entire episode the morning that I was headed to Coachella. So it is messy. I am filming it from my car. It probably sounds like shit, but I hope you all understand. I know Billie Eilish understands. I know Megan understands. I know Doja understands. Amala loves me. So
and a little and more, disclosure on that, we produced this episode and wrote this episode the morning that I was coming back from Coachella. Could not even see the text messages that Courtney was sending me. She was sending confirmations
said, what
about
are you talking about? I'm in a different
she
world.
She was sending me confirmations about the episode, like the questions, and I was like, I can't do one thing. So,
I'm broken.
So good luck for what you're about to hear. We're better now.
We're better than ever,
better
but.
You better not. You better
we should have
not.
Fred.
All right. Yeah, okay, let's do this, guys. What's up? What are we doing,
guys,
Courtney?
Let's keep it simple. You know what I mean? Like, we love Lie to Me. Everybody who watches this show loves Lie to Me. It's the best fucking game.
It's true.
And we are going to play it until the end of time. And we are doing another Run That Shit Into the Ground. And we are playing yet another version, Daddy Daughter Edition, bitch.
Daddy girl. Who's little
how
girl?
Many daddy girls, how many things does your dad know about you or her? And how many things does she know about him? Like, are they really as close as they say they are?
And you guys,
like,
too. How close are you to your daddy?
To your daddy. So, basically, how much of your personal life do you keep a secret with your dad, if you're a girl? And next week, this is a two-parter. We're going to do mommy, son.
Mama's
so
boys.
Stay with us. Mama's boys.
That's for next week. This week, we get to deal with these little daddy-daughter moments. This whole daddy.
My daddy.
If anyone calls their father daddy on this episode, I'm logging out. I am shutting off my computer and I'm leaving.
You guys, you can call your dad daddy. And it is
no,
okay.
You can't. Yes, on that fucking note, we're going to head out. We'll see you guys in a second. We're going to bring in our fucking guests. We'll be right back. Let's play this fucking game. Let's fucking get wrecked. Let's go.
Bye.
All right, and we are back in the
show that is
currently happening in Coco's car. and we are playing a little game that we've been very excited to play for a little while. But before we play, we need to introduce you guys to our guest, and then we will explain to them what they're doing, because as always, it's our favorite. They have no idea. Mm-hmm. So we will all have you guys say your name, where you're from, and then we have a cute little question.
Yeah,
and
I think we went easy on you this
Coco,
time.
Yeah, we went easy this time because it's going to get hard. I think because Team Coco won last time, Team Coco is going to introduce themselves first.
I want you to know that Team Coco broke like an 8-episode long winning streak last time. But it was 8 episodes. I was winning for 8 straight episodes in a row. Team Eric, let's bring it back. But Team Coco, I guess you guys can go first.
This time. I believe in my team. So Team Coco, you guys are going to say your name, where you're from, and why you love your dad / daughter.
Wow. Wow.
I want tears. Give a performance.
Logan.
Logan, you can go first.
Hi, I'm Logan Davis. I am from New York and I live in LA. And I love my dad because he thinks he's so funny.
Logan said no. I want drama now.
I'm ready for the drama.
That's why she invited her down the show. Okay, good. That is my team. That's the competition I'm looking for.
Do you have a comeback, Neil?
I am Neil Davis. I am Logan's dad. And A, I am so funny. And B, I love my daughter because she is so many different reasons. But she's literally the most organized person I have ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
This is honestly true.
That's pretty true. Yeah.
Contact me to plan your parties.
It's true.
I will play my bachelorette.
She has done some incredible party planning for, honestly, me as well. Like, I've never had a more planned birthday than the one birthday Logan was involved in planning.
You're 26.
My 24th birthday, literally, she showed up with a car
at 6 a.m.
At 6 a.m. with a car full of things.
And she told this window arrive.
20 miles away. It was great. Beautiful. She's great at that. Okay, Team Eric, I believe in you. I want better. I want to level up. I want more love. I also want more drama. So, Kat, let's start off with you. Name, where you're from, the thing that you love the most about your dad.
My name is Kat. I am from Colorado, and I also live in LA. And something I love about my dad is that he's developing his TikTok creative genius and producing his own TikTok content. And we're all very excited for his stardom.
Really?
Wow.
I didn't know it. I'm sorry. I'm really over, like, excited about this. Like,
yeah, I want to see this.
People who are over the age of 45 on TikTok are the elite of society.
Sure,
I'm really happy that you're on the team. Dan, do you have anything to say for yourself? Also, who are you and where you're from? And what do you love about Kat, I guess? But mostly TikTok.
Okay. Hi, my name is Dan. I'm from Denver. And Kat has made me buy this iPhone, and it's opened worlds. It's opened up worlds in terms of technology, music, TikTok. Please go to TikTok and check out my content.
This is not a promotional vehicle.
He's plugging it.
I think he has like 6 million followers or something.
No, the thing I love about Kat is that she was possibly the easiest child to raise. She's so compliant and she's very easygoing and never got in trouble. There it is.
I was boring.
Serious question, Kat, do you have siblings?
I have a little sister. She was more difficult.
But at least we're out in the open about it. She knows. We all know.
She knows. She wears that badge
with honor. Can I add another thing? Can I add another thing I love about Logan?
Sure.
She never cries.
That's straight up false. That is straight up false. I will literally cry at anything.
He's saying that because he knows how often I do cry. I just want to put that out there. I'm crying right now. Just a little bit.
Crying inside. Good.
Because it's early.
That is a reason worth crying about.
It is. That is a reason.
My champagne.
Guys, this is an incredible intro. I'm really proud of all of you for the love and the shade. But it's time to get down to
it's time to get in there.
Guys. Time to get in there. Coco, do you want to let them know what we're up to?
Yes. All right. Here we go. Okay. So this is a two-parter episode. And on this show, we like to play a little game called Lie to Me. Basically, everyone has people in their lives that they think they know everything about, and they think that person knows everything about them. Except when it comes down to telling each other shit that you can't stand about each other, things that you judge them for, secrets that you've kept, like how much do you actually know about each other? And so we thought a perfect version of this game to play would be with a daughter and a dad. And next week we'll do a mom and a son.
Daddy's
so
girls and mommy's boys.
Mommy's boys. So we are doing Lie to Me, Daddy Daughter Edition.
That's right.
Eric, would you like to explain the rules of our
game? Absolutely would love to explain these rules, Coco. Thank you for the lead-in. Prior to this episode, everyone, we asked all of you questions about what you think your parent or child thinks of you. We, in this game, will present a question to one member of Team Coco and one member of Team Eric at the same time. Those players we'll discuss and debate which answers makes the most sense to each of them. And when both answers are locked in, we'll see if it was the same answer your silent teammate turned into us before the game started. If you get the correct answer, you win a point for your team. And whichever team gets the most points wins. You got it? You ready to go?
Got it.
Amazing. Got it. Sexy, hot, and fresh.
All right. Here we go. It's round one. We'll pass it over to Team Eric first. He is going to give the dads a question.
Okay.
And then the dads, one by one, will answer what they think it is. And then we will let them know what their daughter's responses are.
Oh, is it me? So... Am I actually doing it? I thought you were about to do it.
I can do it. Okay, I can read the question. All right, so first question. And we'll give it to Neil then first, and then Daniel, you respond after.
Okay.
When was the last time your daughter was absolutely pissed at her stepmom? And what was it about?
It was probably 2 weeks ago when she totally got screwed in the storage unit, New York, divvying up between the children, and Logan was supposed to get some stuff and he didn't. And her stepmom wasn't necessarily at fault, but she probably got pissed off at her for that.
That's a pretty good answer.
Okay, Dan, do you have anything? Do you have any ideas before we lock everything in?
Katie's such an easygoing person. It's hard to find her. Remember when she was pissed off at mom? I would just venture some time when we were on vacation and things weren't. We couldn't agree on where to go to dinner, I suppose.
Oh, okay. So we have a dinner moment. We have a storage moment. Okay, so the answer that Kat gave was actually hilarious for this situation. And Logan's answer is also hilarious in a different way. But before we give the answers, are both of our dads locked in? Neil, you're locked in? Dan, you locked in as well?
Yes.
Okay. So, unfortunately, neither of you got the correct answer, but that's okay. That's okay. We're just warming up. The correct answer I'll let the ladies give the correct answer if you remember them. Logan, would you like to go first?
my answer was a little difficult, but I said I don't remember the last time, but I really remember the first time that I was really pissed off. Mm. And it was Needleworks.
Needleworks. Please explain. Please explain.
If the question was the first time, it would have happened.
I know, that's why I'm sorry. I was a bad partner in that.
You fucked up.
It was the most memorable time was Needleworks because I was in my needle pointing phase, as all young girls have. And we went on vacation, and all I wanted to do was go to Needleworks, which is like this like big yarn store. And Peggy would not let me go. It wouldn't fit into the schedule. And I maybe asked 117 times that weekend. And she was equally as frustrated with me as I was with her. Like, because I was like, Needleworks.
You woke her up with your face there saying, Needleworks.
And I haven't needle pointed since that weekend.
Scarred for life.
PTSD.
Yes. I have PTSD thinking about that. Logan, you did let your team down just then.
I did. That's okay, I'm sorry.
Because you're not on my team.
I'm training. I'm taking Kat.
Kat, would you like to say what your correct answer was for this question?
The most recent time I got pissed at my mom was a little technology snafu where she was screaming at her computer, and I told her that that was unnecessary, and then we just started shouting at each other, and all love. And and then my dad ran up from the basement going, "What's going on?" We hugged it out.
You hugged it out. And yeah, that's honestly what's the most important. That's what's important, that you got through it. You didn't give me a point, though, so which is okay. We'll have to survive for now. Okay, so this question is going to be for the daughters, okay? So our dads have already answered this question. Daughters, you're up. Hold your teams on your shoulders. So throw it back to high school. Your dad is suspended. Oh no. What do each of you daughters think that suspension is for?
Wait, question. What does it mean to get suspended? Like from work?
No. High school. What?
Wait.
What are you?
You said your daughter is suspended. Yeah. Not the dad.
Yeah. The dad is suspended. Throw it back to high school. Your dad
He's in high
is
school.
Suspended.
He's
suspended. I spent $250,000 for that education.
You better not have been suspended.
The question.
The tenses. I was flashing back to my high school. Okay, his high school.
Yeah, it's not all about you, Logan. Good job,
yes,
Kat.
Yes, it is.
You got that narcissism from me.
Okay, so yeah, if your dad is in, right. Your dad is suspended from high school, what do you think it is for?
Well, my dad kind of came into his confidence awakening in high school after he broke his neck and got a serious surgery, and then he lost a lot of weight, and then he was like really confident because he was wearing a Beatles wig and he had really great hair. So I think he got suspended for hooking up with someone in school.
Wow.
Okay.
Bold prediction. Intense of you, Logan.
That's
okay. Kat?
Well, from what I know about my dad, the ladies liked him, but he was kind of a loner. But he loved a good psychedelic. So I think maybe getting caught with a little bit of the fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
The fun colored things.
I hope that's the fun answer. Stuff.
Okay. Are you guys locking these answers?
Yes.
Locked.
Okay. Let's start off with Kat's dad. Do you remember what your answer was, sir? Would you like to let us know what you probably were suspended for in high school?
No. Yeah. That's Katie. The psychedelics weren't until the 80s, and I was all the way out of the service.
Dang
but
it.
The. When I was in high school, you know, the testosterone was flowing freely, so it was more or less fighting all the time. Fighting.
Okay. Physical.
Wow.
Dang. I thought you were going to get there. Something about, like, the being a loner very
right. Same. I was like, oh, she's
I was like, oh,
she's
they know it. She
was
knows
like,
it.
Tussling with someone. He was, like, very much a anti-bully guy, so I'm sure, yeah. Like, he had words with people.
What's the book with Pony Boy? You know, it's giving me that vibe.
I don't... What is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
About the...
We all went to
the
school.
The gang.
We all went to really good university.
Yeah, but for theater.
The gang.
The gang.
Great.
Neil, do you want to share what your answer was for this?
Nothing but net.
Nothing but net, man. That means you got it. That means you got it right.
It was a basketball reference.
Would you like to explain what the actual circumstance was?
Yeah, I mean, I was a drama geek, and I rolled myself up in the curtains with another girl and sex in the curtains, and I almost got suspended.
Wow. I got it right.
Rolled
up.
That's
so great.
That's in the drapes of the theater.
You remember that, and then you get to brag about it later.
That's
why my dad is not denying his confidence and sexual awakening in high school.
Exactly. There we go.
Hey, right. Cheers to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
Got it right.
Cheers to that. Cheers to wrapping yourself up.
All right. We're bringing it back to the dads. Are you guys ready? Dads, are you ready?
Ready.
This is honestly my personal favorite question. When was the time your daughter was being a really scary teenage girl, but neither of you talked about it until together right now?
Repeat the question because you got a little garbled at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. When was the last time Logan was just being a really scary teenage girl, but neither of you have talked about it? You just both know she was kind of being insane. And you're going to embarrass her right now, live on air, is basically what we're asking you to do.
The answer to this one is actually the answer to another question. So I can't answer the same answer.
Okay.
Can I? No, you really can't.
Well, I mean, we don't know which other question's going to be.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, this is an easy one.
I don't know what.
So easy. So Logan had her own room and invited a whole bunch of girlfriends to the house. And everybody is bringing in water bottles. And I'm thinking, hold on, I have water at the house. You really want water. And like six girls all coming down with water bottles full of water. And then she looks at me and she says, Daddy, please don't come down to my room because we're gonna have a dance party in our sports bras. And I don't want anyone seeing.
What a lie.
Wow.
And I'm like, you are the worst fucking liar. All of those bottles are filled with vodka. And I called my wife, I called her sister, and I was like, she is the worst liar.
You told everybody.
Everyone's like, oh my God, Logan is the worst liar.
You've never heard of dance, sports bra dance parties
for a party
before?
With water?
And
they
need to be hydrated.
Stay very hydrated.
You need to have a lot of water.
They are popular.
At the sports bra dance party, we all did it.
She was a scary teenage daughter.
I was having a rave in my bedroom.
That's an answer. Dan?
Daniel?
Okay. Well, once again, Katie was the perfect child, so.
Yeah, this is going to be a boring-ass question.
Like, you were like the Stepford family.
No. Whoa. I don't think that.
I can't think of any instance where she really had me scared that she was going off the rails. You know?
She can. She did that. She did answer this question.
She did have an answer.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I was working so much I was oblivious.
What's your best guess? If you had to think of anything, wildest imagination.
Oh gosh.
I was literally so good.
What the fuck?
I was literally the best teenager.
Are you okay? Are you happy?
No. I need rebellion now.
Logan,
close
will take
to
you
30.
Out.
I need rebellion.
Logan will bring you to her sports bar party.
Organize a party for me.
I'll take you out.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Kat. She had us fooled. She was 4 years old. We thought that all kids were going to be this easy. That's why we had a second.
Okay. That's pretty egregious.
See, you need my sister on this show. Because my sister has stories.
I love the roast of Kat's
baby. Honestly, that's pretty rude of you to make it seem like roasted. All kids are like you. And you did do that to them.
Your little sister is also probably so good. Just comparison to you, it's impossible to tell.
Yeah, that's she's true. Great. She's fantastic.
Okay, Dan, are you locking in that her egregious behavior?
I'm gonna have to lock in. She was a good kid.
She was okay. Just
I was
too
perfect.
Good.
Is
she was a good kid.
Well,
for
you're
Kat
in for a friggin' surprise.
And Logan's sports bra parties. Here are the answers from the dads.
Oh yeah. Do we want the girls to say?
You guys want to say it? I can. Yeah. Do you guys, okay. Yeah. Logan, tell us the story you sent us.
So. Oh, that was a really good story, and that I was being a scary teen. However,
she has another one.
The reason I didn't answer that question is because we've talked about that instance, and the question specifically said, "What is a story that you have not discussed with your dad?"
Right.
And you're trying to air out the dirty laundry. The story that I said is when I was at a Sweet 16. And I got so blackout drunk that I threw up on the dance floor and got kicked out by the girl's mom. And I was passed out on outside the Sweet 16, so my friends called you to pick me up. And I crashed in the back seat, and I threw up all night. And the next morning, I said it was food poisoning, and we never talked about it.
Oh, wow. Oh
my God. Was that when Peggy had to hold your hair when you were throwing up?
Probably.
Many times.
He believed your lie.
You got better at lying.
I don't think you did believe my lie because I probably looked super fucked up. But for some reason you were really nice about it, and you were like, okay, it was food poisoning.
You are.
He was rolling around in the theater curtain.
I threw up on the dance floor. I got kicked out.
Nice.
Kicked out.
It was really rough. And I never talked to that girl again.
I don't think I would talk to you either.
Yeah, I absolutely ghost everyone that was in the room.
Yeah, if you threw up at my party, please. Kat, do you want to tell your dad the one time you've ever been bad, ever?
Okay, so I was really scared of being a bad child. But whenever I hung out with certain friends, I would just like go along with it a little bit.
Right.
So, Dad, whenever I had sleepovers with Lauren... Sorry, Lauren, I'm probably not going to hear out her whole ass name. Sorry.
Where does she live? What is her social security number?
With Lauren, we would constantly sneak out of the house, and we wouldn't do anything bad. Again, we just like go to the local like playground and just chill and be outside and without anyone knowing. And like sometimes her neighborhood friends would meet up with us. Sometimes they were boys. I wouldn't talk to them because I was nervous. I swear to God, I'm more cool than that now.
Did you
my God,
drink?
I want Kat as my daughter, Logan.
Logan, get out of the chat.
Dance floor, throwing up, sports bra, dancing. Yeah.
No, I didn't even drink because I didn't like the taste of alcohol. That is the
wow.
You know, can I just add something here?
Yes.
I didn't even get married till I was 35. Didn't have Katie till I was 36. And I was still a reluctant father. Mm. So they say you only get what you can handle. That's why she was so down.
Aww. Aww.
You were a gift.
Wait, the love here.
This is becoming so heartfelt.
She would take this down.
It's so heartfelt.
This is so heartfelt. The polarity between the two parents. I love it. All right.
We do love it. And it's time for a little bit of a speed round coming up.
Speed rounds.
Yeah. So we're going to power through these. Then we're going to take a break and we might have one or two questions after that. But this one's going to be fun. We're going to go back and forth. I'll ask the first one. Courtney will ask the second one. They're going to be towards specific people. And we'll just see what your gut reaction is. And we're going to keep the answers down to like 10 seconds. Okay.
And after you give your gut reaction, we just need your partner to say whether or not their answer was correct.
That's right. Because we need to figure out if we're going to get any points on the board at all this game.
Okay. I'm sorry. Courtney's team has a point.
Okay, that's we true. But I mean for me.
I'm sorry.
I mean
I'm
for me.
Sorry to go, like,
I bet Courtney. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, okay, Neil, the first question is for you. Question one, did your daughter ever sneak out?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Okay, 1 point. Sure.
All right, Kat, who is your dad's favorite musician?
It's Steely Dan.
Dan?
It's actually Neil Young, but...
Wow, that's okay. Integrity! Okay. Integrity!
Integrity! Just said yes. We appreciate it. You're gonna get the next one. You got this.
Dan?
Yes.
How many boyfriends has your daughter had?
3.
Kat?
Technically more than that.
That team is honest.
Hey, stick to that, folks.
Listen,
on Team
we
Coco.
May not win, but we'll have integrity.
You have love in this family.
The most boring answer I've ever heard. The most boring statement I've ever heard.
All right, Logan, what's your dad's job specifically? Like, what does he do day to day?
He's an entrepreneur.
Specifically,
no, absolutely
what does
not.
He do? Day.
What does he do day to day?
Day to day.
He's got like three jobs.
What did he do yesterday?
Give us an
example.
He's
on a lot of calls.
Okay. About what?
Okay. He's got a call. He's in one company where it's a dating app and they make sure that there's no criminals on it. There's one job where they're trying to buy a cable television network and another where there's a movie production company. Entrepreneur.
Neil?
Boom.
All right. All right.
I'll give them that. That's okay. That's okay. I wanted more, but I'll take it. Neil, what is your daughter's favorite drug?
Remember, alcohol is a drug.
Molly.
True.
Logan, are you sure?
Yes. You okay. Have you met me?
Yes. I had a different one in mind, but sure, I'll give you that
point. I was like, that's definitely true.
Oh, I would like to know what you had in mind. Offline.
Kat, what drugs has your dad done?
LSD, the most.
Okay, Dan?
Actually, it was psilocybin mushrooms. I'm kind of a natural.
I swear to God! Yes! I can't
semantics.
Yes!
You talked so much about psychedelics that I was like, oh, I guess mushrooms are psychedelics.
It's gotta be Odyssey.
It's the Odyssey.
All right.
They're like, I'm not going to give you even 1 point.
1 point?
No, we got to get it right. If we get 1 point this entire game, that's going to be our win.
Okay, this is it. This is the point. Dan, what do you think is the closest your daughter has ever gotten to being arrested?
Sneaking out in the middle of the night and going to the park.
Oh my God. No, it's not true.
No, it can't be true. Say yes.
You should have just said, you know what? Yes. Just for me, Kat, for my health. Just give me something.
I probably was close to being arrested that time, sure.
But that probably wasn't. Okay, I'm gonna give the point. I'm gonna give the point I think we have to.
But I almost got arrested in Mexico, so there was that.
I will.
She said it. No,
what you just said. I didn't even hear you.
Just bleep it.
Logan.
We'll give him the point. We'll give him the point.
What do you think is the closest your dad has gotten to being arrested?
Oh my God.
Get it wrong.
Oh, when he was at he was at a restaurant that was run by the mob, and his wife, my stepmom, almost got in a confrontation with the mob, and he had to defend her.
What?
That's hot.
That might not be arrested. That might
Courtney,
be arrested just
Courtney, that's my dad. Okay. Let's not talk about hot Courtney, dad. Courtney. Let's nix that right in the bud. That's no dad.
No, the mob doesn't arrest you. They kill you.
Yeah, they make you
very different.
That story is true, but I didn't get arrested. I actually got arrested for the wrong Neil Davis.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Not arrested, but it wasn't me.
We're not giving you a point, Logan. Take
that's
that.
Fine. I have enough.
I hate what you just said.
We are going to take a quick little break, and when we return, we will finish up with the rest of our questions and see which team, Team Coco, is the winner!
I hate that. We're back, and we have 2 questions left. 1 question for each team. I do believe in all of you, even though my team has absolutely let me down with their honesty.
We're too honest.
They're just too good of people to play this wrecked game. So we are starting off with our daughters. So what's the one thing your dad knows you are right about from a past fight that he still has never admitted? Kat, you seem very confident.
Okay, I have one, but I'm pretty sure he would not admit that he was wrong in this.
It's a start. That's a start.
It is a start.
Like that's a strong start.
It is a start. It's a start.
Do you want me to go?
You can. If you want to lock it in, we'll do whatever you want. It's your point to
go
lose.
Go hard or go zero. That's my motto. Okay. There was one time where... I'm going to make this short. There's one time where... he opened the fridge door and something that I had placed there precariously dropped.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he was like, I can't believe it. You were so careless. Like, this is a whole mess. You got to clean it up. So I cleaned it up. And then I opened the door and an egg that he placed precariously in the fridge dropped. And all of a sudden, it was an accident. It's no big deal.
Duh.
Everyone does that occasionally. And I was still right. It was the same exact thing. It happened within an hour of each other. And I was so right about it. And he will not admit that.
That's
right.
A very dad
And I don't
thing.
Think I'm going to get this point, but this I wanted to prove thing. It on the internet.
Now it lives on the internet forever.
Every single person has had this fight with their dad, 100%. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Logan, what's your thoughts?
This question is hard for me because I have a really bad memory. And
no. Sucks for you, Logan. How many points do you have now?
Okay.
Bullet.
I have a lot of points. We have like four
no
points.
No hints. Nothing. This is Logan. All on her own. All on her lonesome.
Make it up.
Okay. I think it's... Here's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that it has something to do with his cooking. And that there's some things that he insists tasted really good when he made it. And they were absolutely not.
No. F2 like, Brute?
Like your green matzo balls, they were with asparagus in them.
Ow.
And he made soft shell crab with vanilla butter, or was it vanilla flour? And it tasted like a birthday cake.
I was gonna say, it's like dessert
birthday cake soft shell crab.
You are killing me,
dessert crab.
I love that you're willing to take down your dad for our team, though. I think that well. That means a lot to me. That means a lot.
I even, yeah, I know I'm not going to get the point for that, but I do want to expose it.
yeah, you had to say it anyway. Definitely.
I think
yeah.
This is a perfect time for Neil to come out with what his actual answer was for this question. If we have two locked in answers, we have two locked in answers, right?
Yeah, I'm locking it in.
Okay, amazing. Neil?
Well, first of all, I'm always right.
He wrote that.
I was right about the dance party, and I was ultimately right about who shall not be named.
What about him?
Who shall not be named?
What about him?
Is that Voldemort?
Is that he wasn't good?
He's giving the cut it out.
He was not good.
Oh my god! No. You literally
dated Voldemort.
You dated Voldemort
in the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, this is my
we're not allowed to name. We were not allowed to mention his name.
Oh snap! He shall not be named.
Yeah. We don't mention him because my dad had to sit for 4 hours in the car while I cried when we broke up, and it was pretty brutal.
Aww.
That was a lot of fun.
That was.
I'm sure he was happy that you were breaking up.
Yeah, yeah. The entire time he was
having a good time.
Yes.
Torso. I got her.
But again, I love that you both just came up with moments that you were both right, and there was no effort
to even consider each other.
No. Yeah. But that, to me, that is a level of closeness that it takes time to achieve. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Neil, you want to give us?
Dan.
I mean, sorry, Dan.
Okay, sure. Now, regarding the latte that got spilled inside the fridge, we were in the process of moving, and I was not prepared for another mess. But here's the thing: she had set a latte inside the fridge, and somehow it spilled. But it's a much different mess when a latte gets spilled all over the food and all over the inside of the fridge than an egg dropping out on the floor.
I told you he wouldn't admit it. I told you he would not admit he's wrong.
You just pick up the egg off the floor.
Oh, yeah, because it's so easy.
But no, as far as my written answer, I really couldn't think of anything, but her mom thought of an incident where one night Katie decided to take down the Christmas decorations and just threw them in the closet. And I was pretty pissed about that.
But, you know. But that's the end of the story.
And that's that.
That's that.
I've forgiven her.
You with guys, me, it's all about messes, you know?
Anytime we've ever gotten into it, it's just about movie. Messes.
I would watch a Hallmark movie about your family.
I would. I would. Like, I'm trying to make me cry.
So wholesome.
I'm sure I'd make me
so
cry.
So beautiful. So my mom and I would hold each other because we were just fighting before. And we knew what true love.
We got to put on the Sulco Hallmark movie and just feel better about each other. True. It's just fighting about messes for an hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we didn't have any points for that one, which is, you know, par for the course, I guess.
Okay, speak on your own team.
We had honesty. We have one final question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for this?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Last one.
To the dads. We have to do it. What is the most embarrassing thing that you could say about your daughter right now that she doesn't want you to say?
Yeah.
Anything under the sun. Wide array.
Yeah.
Whichever dad wants to go first. Take your moment.
Embarrassing, huh? I could say she blew up her last car.
Oh.
Cool.
Okay, coming for my throat.
Did you crash it?
I don't want any context.
Okay. This is how I want to leave this.
It blew up.
She's blown at the car.
It blew up. Done. Yeah, no
it literally
exploded.
Yeah.
Exploded. Lettuce, like, dream fantasy.
Yeah. I'm happy with my brain whip.
Essentially, that's correct.
It was an old car anyway.
Yeah, now he's just trying to be nice about it.
Neil?
Logan was a baby swap. She looked nothing like one in family. And my guess is that the nurse took the wrong child out, mm-hmm. and we have no idea who her real family is.
You admitted it. At least you admitted it.
At least you admitted it.
Oh my god.
He said that he wanted to trade you earlier.
Yeah.
Now he's saying that you weren't even
dead. I wasn't even there to begin with.
I want to be part of the Stepford family. It's
true. Yeah. So do I.
I'm
so
the baby
I.
that Everyone was does. Swapped. This is a whole reveal.
Guys, I'm very excited for, first of all, I mean, well, no, it's either of you again, but I'm also very excited for Logan and Kat to out themselves for things that are super embarrassing that their dads didn't come up with, but they're going to say on their own. So Kat and Logan, take it the fuck away.
Well, so my written answer was his sports bra story. However,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Since we've already discussed it, I will expose myself again if you'd like me to with another embarrassing story that would also apply to this question. An embarrassing story is when I was a kid, we flew a lot of private planes because my dad's job got him private planes. And the first time I had to ride commercial, how old was I? like 6 maybe?
Yeah.
And I literally look around, I go, we have to ride with other people.
Okay. Logan, I've always known this about you.
Bougiest bitch. As a kid, a baby bougie bitch.
You remind me of the Dakota Fanning from Uptown Girls.
Yes.
The like
yes.
super like hoity toity like.
And that's not me now, but as a kid, I just genuinely didn't know that there were planes. So,
right.
I know that's a good embarrassing one.
That's like the worst. That's the worst statement.
That's the worst thing I've said. That's one of the worst.
It builds character. People. You were humbled very early.
Like, yeah, so kind knocked now. Down a lot of pegs.
You were really knocked out a bunch of notches.
Yeah. Reality. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
Nasty. Kat, what about you?
Okay, so Dad, I said peeing in the middle of the AutoZone. Do you remember this?
That's pretty embarrassing.
Was that like last week?
Yeah, because at the same time the car blew up.
Roasted by my dad.
Dad, do you remember this or no?
What?
The peeing in the middle of the AutoZone.
Oh, I wasn't there for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you would remember the story. But that's true. We basically, our car broke down. We had to walk home, but my mom wasn't going to make her kids, who were like 8 and 4 at the time, walk like a couple miles home. So we went to an AutoZone / Pizza Hut that was here in Colorado, and I had to pee, but the Pizza Hut wouldn't let me pee in their bathroom until we ordered something. So I ran to the AutoZone where my dad was getting a part for the car, and I couldn't make it. And I was standing in the doorway of the AutoZone, and I just peed my pants. And then I was embarrassed, and some of the employees were like, "Who's this lone child?" And so I took off my dad's jacket and I just kind of like mopped.
Oh my god.
And I didn't tell him. I was like, I'm never gonna tell him that I peed on his jacket. And then I wrapped it up and I ran back to my mom and I was like, okay, we can go now.
In your piss covered.
He was there in spirit.
Good. Oh my god, in the piss covered jacket.
Yeah.
That guys, is the name of this episode.
This was a lot of trauma for a lot of you. This was also but no, guys, this was incredible and amazing, and you guys have a great relationship that makes me a little bit jealous. I wish me and my dad had fun like this, like peeing on his stuff and vomiting on the floor. And
peeing on his things. Yeah. And having him pick me up.
And having him pick me up from things and lying. And I wish that was me, but it's not. Yikes. we had the best time. Before we let you guys go on with your lives, some of you are at Coachella, and we want to get you out to Coachella.
Oh, no. We must say who won the game.
I don't think we need to talk about that.
Who won the game?
Courtney, Eric, go ahead and talk. If you want to say some words, you can say some words. Go ahead and talk, Courtney.
Neil and Logan, let's pour these shots right here, because I would like to say that Team Coco is the winner.
Yes!
Whatever.
I'll
get to that. Losers. You guys are at week 2 of Coachella, which is already makes you losers anyway.
You can't beat the Davises. You cannot beat the Davises.
You cannot beat the Davises. Period. Davises plus me.
You're not involved. Davis Bell. You're not in
plus
there.
Me. Davis Bell.
Davis Bell, here we go.
Team Eric, I still love you guys. And you know what? We may not have...
Go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue.
We may not have a win under our belts, but we have our integrity. And
yeah. Oh my God.
And Hallmark.
No, we don't have dignity.
Snore.
Honesty.
We have honesty.
Boo.
And heart.
And a heart.
Let's throw up on a dance.
And no points.
Davises have no integrity.
At the Hallmark Channel, you're absolutely going to be.
Remember, it doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get there.
Listen, my dad's quote is: "Doesn't matter how you get there; just matters what you do when you get there," which allows cheating, lying, stealing, anarchy.
It loves her a lot.
Way out of context.
Way out of context. No. We're leaving it right there. That is the moral of our show.
This is the new context.
Actually, that is our new log line.
That's true. No, honestly, rebrand.
I want to get a bonus point.
For what?
Yes.
For how? For who?
I'm going to tell a cute little anecdote. Okay.
Okay.
Now Neil has said that, Logan kind of maybe wasn't his child, was exchanged, etc. Mm-hmm. So, I was in the birth room when Katie was born, and when she came out, I leaned over to her mama. I said, it's a girl and she looks just like me.
Fresh out the womb.
Fresh. There you go. See,
and again,
once again, Hallmark.
Love.
Yep. Once again, a 7 picture deal at the Hallmark Channel.
I was his, because we had the same forehead.
Okay. See, so
a little bit narcissistic. Don't you wish
that was you? Narcissistic.
Oh, I like being baby swap.
Roasted.
Narcissistic.
Toasted.
McCute. That's okay. Guys, we want to give you a chance to introduce yourselves and remind all of the folks who you are and who's like whose parent actually belongs to which daughter, because we kind of got a little jumbled up there for a bit. I guess we can start with the winning team, if we must. Logan and Neil, go ahead again. Your names, yeah, if you want to plug anything, if you want to give a shout out to anything, you can, I guess.
I am Neil Davis, and I am Kat's father. So sorry.
So simple mistake. Simple mistake.
Simple, it happens. It happens.
You know?
I'm Logan, and I'm emancipated.
Good. Yes.
Solid. Eric.
Okay, I'm Dan Sokol, and there's no mistaking that Kate is my daughter.
Aww. Can you tell us your TikTok name?
Oh, yes.
My TikTok name is Zen Dan.
Zen Dan? Zen like Dan. Z-E-N Dan?
Yeah, because I'm so Zen.
Ah.
Wow. You know,
this is that's absolutely a good name. Precious.
Actually, yeah, this is that's Zen an ironic... Dan. That's an ironic name because I have a really hot temper and I'm
really. Zen. I yeah. don't think that's true.
No one who meets him ever thinks that.
But he did get in a lot of fights in high school.
That's how it usually is.
Until you spill a latte in the fridge.
That's true. Yeah. That, there we go.
Yeah, and you never live it down.
And Kat, who are you?
And my name is Kat, and I am the daughter of a TikTok star. And I'm happy to be that. Happy to be that.
I'm happy that you're that as well. Happy you're that.
And we are Get Wrecked Podcast, baby. You can follow us at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram. And you can follow us, Get Wreckedcast, on Twitter. Follow or subscribe whatever podcast app you listen to, Apple, Spotify, CastBox, whatever. You can find me at Courtney Bell on Instagram. That is Courtney with a K and Bell with four L's. And you can find our good old boy Eric at...
You can find me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. Guys, this was incredible and amazing and fantastic and spectacular. We cannot wait for you guys to come back on the show, because we're going to bring you on again eventually down the line, because you guys were amazing. And
so funny.
Yeah, like, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see all of our listeners next Tuesday. So long, farewell, avida saint, adois. Bye. 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 Yeah.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.